Coming up on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th, hundreds of volunteers will be getting together to pack probably thousands of meals for Feed My Starving Children.
100,000.
100,000 meals?
I mean, yeah, 100,000.
Wow, that's a lot of meals.
That's a lot of meals, yes.
Our guest today is Pastor Fran Hughes. He's been here before and very involved in this Feed My Starving Children program. Tell us about that.
I was talking to some people earlier. It's our fourth time doing this. So we are working on almost totally packaging over 400,000 meals, raising close to $100,000 that we've done. This one coming up on July 14th and 15th, we are just about two-thirds of our goal. We need to raise about $23,000, and we've got $15,000 already in the bank.
So all right.
If someone out there can help us with getting closer there to that our goal, we really appreciate it. And then on the 14th and the 15th, we're going to have six work groups is what it is, six scheduled events that we have. And starting there on Friday from 12 o'clock till 2, we need about eight more people. That's our setup just to get everything all perfect there. And then at 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock is when we first packing time. We're going to need about 10 more people. And then from 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday, well, that one's still, people are maybe going out, but if you can, maybe instead of going out to dinner, come and join us, because we need about 27 more people to do that. And then on Saturday, our first morning one, I think people want to get going. And so that one's full. I'm so happy about that one. That one's 9 to 11. But 12 to 2, we're going to need about 43 more people to come. And then 2 to 4, which is kind of our cleanup, we still need about 20 people. Now, I know those numbers, you know, will keep changing and stuff like that. And I want people to know out there, we will never, ever turn anybody away who wants to come and help us out. Even if we're full, we'll find something for you to do. We really will.
There's always plenty to do.
Always plenty to do. So don't worry about that. So please come out to the fairgrounds in Toma, 14th and 15th of July. We will put you to work. We'll put you to it. God's work is what we'll be doing.
So. Oh, I love that. Yeah. You know, I was reading the statistics, and they say over 6,000 children die every single day from hunger.
Every single day. And think about that. I mean, there is just so much food. And so one of the shirts that we've sold before in the past, it talked about things like that. It's like 1 in 10 children in the world will die each day from hunger. And that's kind of how they did it. And so what they're going to say is that we're going to make sure that we're going to take care of that child. Mm-hmm. And so come out and help us to, you know, just to, it's really not going to take much of your time, and you really will enjoy it. If it's going to be hot, yeah, it might be a little hot to come and to help us do it, but it's just a great time and a great event for people to do, again, some really good mission work here in Toma, Wisconsin, and the area. I mean, we bring people from Sparta, Black River Falls, La Crosse comes. We had a youth group one time from Iowa who came, which was awesome. So,
and this is for all ages, and what a great way to involve your kids or your grandkids, that youth group at church, to get in there and to practically and tangibly help feed starving children around the world.
I have a granddaughter who is just about 5, and she can come out and put stickers on our little packages that we have. My mother-in-law, I think, who's older than the hills. Excuse me.
Sorry, mother-in-law. He didn't mean that.
She comes out and she does it too. Oh, I love my mother-in-law. She knows who she is. But yeah, so, and she comes out and helps too. And yeah, we have everybody, ages from, you know, 5 to 105. Is what we have. It's just open for everybody to come and join us.
And what a great ministry opportunity. You know, so many of us, you know, we'll see the headlines or see the stories on the news and say, oh, that's too bad. I wish I could do something. But here's something you can do.
It's exactly right. I think so many people do. They sit and they read the paper. They see the TV and they want to help. Here's the chance that you can come out and help, and in many different ways. Make a donation. That's how you can help. Maybe if you don't have enough money, that's fine. Just come give your time.
Yeah.
That's how you can help. We will always have something for you to do. It's just right here, right in our backyard. It takes care of some things in the whole world. Little Toma, Wisconsin, Sparta, Wisconsin, all these little areas, we can impact the world.
Wow.
Right from where we are.
And that's over 100,000 meals.
100,000 meals. Think about that. 100,000 meals.
That's a lot of happy faces you can see when the children receive that.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Again, Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit organization. Yes. And you can get together, kind of an assembly line, isn't it, where you pack the meals?
Truly is. Yes. There's going to be about 10 cells is what they call them. And there's these tables that are set up. And you are going to be packaging these meals in mana packs, is what they're called. Especially
mana packs. I like
mana
that.
Mana packs. Mana packs is what they're called. And it's a specially formulated mixture of rice and soy and vitamins and vegetables. It's a vegetarian meal that is specifically designed for starving people.
Mm.
Starving people to give them the nutrients and to kind of get them back on their feet. If you come on out, we'll show you some videos of how people have been, I mean, just their lives have been saved by these mana packs. I mean, you see I think you've probably seen on the TV, the little children with the bloated stomachs.
Yeah.
And they just have nothing on their bones or something.
Mm.
And then after 3 months of eating these things, they're a healthy child. And then they can go to school. And like I said, their lives have been saved by something we just do here in Tomah and Sparta and Black River Falls, Wisconsin. I just love doing this. So thanks for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. We love getting the word out, especially about programs like this, where those little acts of kindness can make a huge life-changing impact on somebody else around the world who is in need. And it's a way to show the love of Christ. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It truly is. It truly is. We are his hands. We are his feet. We've got to go out and do things is what we have to do.
Thank you, Pastor Fran. Again, looking for donations right now and also people to volunteer. Those dates, again, are July 14th and 15th.
Yep.
And you'd like people to sign up ahead of time to volunteer?
If you want to do that, you go to Feed My Starving Children, fmsc.org, and then go down to the Tomah Area Mobile Pack. That's how you can sign up and join us. So,
all right. And we have that link on our calendar page so you can find all the information, all the details. I encourage you to get involved. And we hope to be out there again that weekend, July 14th and 15th. Feed My Starving Children. And they'll be packing up those mana packs, 100,000 of them to send out. Great.
Darling, again, thank you so much for the Praise Network here to have us here. We really appreciate it. Please keep supporting this radio station. It's a wonderful station. Love it so much.
Thank you, Pastor Fran. That was an unsolicited.
Yes, it was. I listen to the station all the time. So.
Thank you. God bless you and your
God
ministry.
You
we
too.
Appreciate you.
Yep.